Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, March 12th, 2018. Today is World Day Against Cyber Censorship. This day was introduced to rally support for a single, unrestricted internet that is accessible to all and to draw attention to the ways that governments around the world are deterring and censoring free speech online. A mosque in Berlin-Reinickendorf burned because of an alleged arson attack early Sunday morning. According to the police, around 2 a.m., witnesses heard smashing glass and saw three young men running off towards Leffeplatz. Shortly after, a broken window at the mosque club was discovered, and the rooms on the ground floor of the building were on fire. The witnesses then alerted the fire brigade, who extinguished the fire by 3:30 a.m. The main room, as well as the windows and roller shutters, were completely destroyed by the flames fueled by fire accelerators. In the morning, parishioners tried to find prayer books and Quran editions in the charred ruins. Community representatives wrote on Facebook that most of the rooms in the mosque are no longer usable. The police confirmed that no one was injured, but also stated that the Turkish Cultural Center was probably the target of a politically motivated arson attack. Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD strongly condemned the act, remarking that it was an unacceptable attack on political and religious freedom, as Berlin stands for peaceful and free coexistence that will be defended by all necessary means. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD also condemned the attack. An interreligious utopian idea is taking shape on the Leipziger Straße. Currently, a construction site with a shack in the middle, the so-called House of One, wants to bring the world's three big monotheistic religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, together. It's a church, a mosque, and a synagogue all at once, and a priest, an imam, and a rabbi are to pray there right next to each other. A piazza with a roof on top is to serve as a meeting ground for them and their communities. So far, a total of 8.8 million euros have been donated, but a total of 43 million euros is needed. Some of the donors have posted messages on the website of the House of One. Some link the project to the current political climate. Alexander Relea-Lindner from Germany wrote that during these times of right-wing populism, it's particularly important that religious institutions keep working together. Others see the project as an opportunity to find unity in religion. Sarah Berry from the U.S. writes that more than ever before, the Abrahamic religions should share a common place of prayer. May this be the starting point for numerous houses of one. Even the Pope's newspaper recently has praised it as an innovative project. But others have expressed skepticism. Among them, the author of an article in the Berliner Zeitung who refers to it as an illusion of a dialogue between the religions. What is true is that two of the project's main collaborators are perceived as outsiders within their own religious communities. The Abraham Giga College, a rabbinic seminary at the University of Potsdam, and, even more so, the Forum for Interkulturellen Dialog, which belongs to the controversial Gulen sect, which, following political events in Turkey, is strongly rejected by many Turkish Muslims. After the violent death of a 14-year-old woman in Berlin-Alt-Hohenschönhausen, the police have arrested a 15-year-old suspect in his apartment on Sunday morning, who confessed after being interrogated by the homicide department. The spokeswoman did not give any further details on the suspect. The mother of the victim had found her 14-year-old daughter severely injured in their shared apartment around 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Despite rescue measures, the girl succumbed to her many injuries. An autopsy confirmed that the girl was stabbed to death. Berlin member of the Bundestag Kai Wegner of the CDU is calling for tougher measures to combat the illegal trade in puppies. Currently, the illegal puppy dealers only have to deal with fines, a small risk in comparison to the high profit margins. Wegner wants to treat the illegal puppy trade as a criminal offense. In Berlin and all over Germany, the sale of puppies that bypass animal welfare regulations has increased. According to animal rights activists, about 250 cases per week in Berlin are estimated. The animals are often bred under poor or non-existing animal welfare conditions in Eastern Europe. Provisions on commercial trade in animals are being undermined, though EU laws require permits and there are numerous guidelines on care, transport, and vaccinations to be observed. For example, puppies from other EU countries require an EU pet passport, a veterinarian's health certificate, and microchip identification. A cross-district reporting system could help put a stop to the illegal traders. Until now, they have shifted their activities across county boundaries when they encounter difficulties with the authorities in one place. Wegner explained that he has not yet had the impression that the Berlin Senate has noted the problem. Berlin's animal welfare officer, Diana Planche, emphasized that she has been working on this topic for a long time. Because the illegal trade in puppies is often initiated via classified ads on the internet, she wants to work towards changes on the platforms. An idea is that online portals in the future only allows advertisements from animal shelters, but not from private people. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.